Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites. Another opening of
another show. Well, it's been another odd week. Lots of announcements like this one. The new musical, Flying Over Sunset, will end its limited engagement about 1 month earlier than expected. That one came from Lincoln Center Tuesday. The musical by James Lapine will end its run following the January 16th matinee. Now, this one does not surprise me. The reviews, including mine, were mediocre at best. Plus, Lincoln Center's older, as in more cautious demographic was likely another factor. Here's another one. The Broadway production of Skeleton Crew, starring Felicia Rashad, one of my favorites, has announced a second delay. The Manhattan Theater Club said the performances were canceled due to breakthrough COVID cases in the company. Previews are expected to resume this week. The show's January 19th opening night will be rescheduled to a later date. And the postponement marks the show's second delay, so fingers crossed. I'm looking forward to that one. One more, though further in the future. Paradise Square has announced new previews and opening dates for Broadway as a precaution due to the spike in positive cases. The new musical played a critically acclaimed pre-Broadway engagement in Chicago and that was hailed by the Chicago Tribune as one of the year's best shows. It will now start previews on March 15th and open April 3rd at the Barrymore Theater here in New York. The show was previously due to begin performances on February 22nd. This could be an important week to watch for further closings or pausings, as they're now called. Keep an eye on Slave Play, though that was scheduled anyway to close on January 23rd. Though you always know that they hope for extensions, but that ain't going to happen. And from Off-Broadway, Playwrights Horizons, one of the best, is postponing the first performances of its next production called Tambo and Bones. Originally slated to begin January 12th, performances will now commence on Wednesday, January 19th, and run to Sunday, February 27th. The company says it remains committed to bringing Dave Harris's explosive new play to audiences. Another off-Broadway venue, 59 East 59 Theater, seems determined to fight the odds. One show there called Whisper House begins in Theater A on January 11th, as in tomorrow. Coming from Duncan Sheik and Kyle Jarrow, this is a dark musical ghost story. The West End Theater called it subtly spine-chilling with a sinister atmosphere that thrills. Ugh, do we need that now? Who knows? The following week, as in January 16th, another show there, The Collision, The Martyrdom, lands in Theater C. That's presented by an all-women creative team. Again, those are at 59 East 59 Theaters. There's also action brewing in downtown's always challenging Rattlestick Theater. But this one is offering virtual tickets, at least. It is called Addressless and is set to run from January 13th for a month. Addressless is described as an interactive, choose-your-own-adventure theatrical game in which audiences encounter the complex challenges of homelessness. They will be asked to follow a character and make a series of decisions over the course of the game, such as will their character sleep on the street or sleep in a hostel? Will they ask people for money or try to find work? Well, if that sounds like fun and not what you see every day in your own hood, well, check out Rattlestick's site. The Geffen Playhouse in Los Angeles, by the way, did very well during the pandemic with similarly interactive game-playing theater experiences. Well, now it is optimistically promoting a new production, an actual play called Power of Sale. It's going to feature Bryan Cranston, one of my favorites, as a Harvard professor who gets in some political trouble. Now, that one is set to open in February. Again, we shall see. I am currently on the West Coast, by the way, right now in Palm Springs, which is losing millions as we speak, having just canceled its film festival and now its writers conference, both star-studded and money-making events. Well, it seems every week I end on a sad note, and the loss of Sidney Poitier is a major one. Now, most fans primarily think of him as a movie star and civil rights figure, but he did begin his career at something called the American Negro Theater in Harlem, doing menial jobs alongside another young and very poor Caribbean immigrant named Harry Belafonte. Well, Sidney went on to stage from there, or he wanted to be on the stage, excuse me, but Harry, who also sang a little, got first dibs. And one night, Harry couldn't go on. He had to do some work as a janitor. So Sidney took his place. Yes, it's one of those stories. A producer was in the audience, and so it began. Potier went on to star in the Broadway production of A Raisin in the Sun, Lorraine Hansberry's famous show. And he did other stage work before going completely Hollywood. Amazing, only about a decade after their meeting and bonding, one was a top-selling recording artist in the country and the other at the top of the box office charts. Potier will be the subject of a documentary produced by Oprah and a play from Ruben Santiago Hudson. I've always felt the Sidney and Harry story is also worth telling. Their relationship's just amazing. And I do tell it, pardon the plug, in my just-released book of essays called From Mouseketeers to Menopause. So, Jill, I hope listeners will check it out on Amazon.
And I hope that they will too. So, how are you managing the January blues, so to speak?
Well, I'm managing them being out in California, so to speak, where it is at least sunny and warm. And I'm busy. I'm busy. You know, this is my hometown from many, many years ago. So, family is here, friends are here, warmth is here, stuff is going on. I'm writing articles, you know, my life is going on. I'll come back to New York and your area as soon as things are up and running and it gets a little warmer, frankly.
And is there anything that you are excited about? Let's just pretend for 1 second that life is going to return to normal. Is there anything you're particularly excited about?
I do want to see Skeleton Crew, which is one I just mentioned that they've put off a second time.
Right.
It started in New York a couple of years ago. Then it went to L.A., and now it's coming back. Not unusual at this time, you know. Same with Slave Play, which started in New York. And now they brought it back again. It didn't have a very long run, and that also was heading to L.A. So that one I wasn't crazy about. But I'm looking forward to Skeleton Crew. Obviously, I'm looking forward to The Music Man when that officially opens. We're about a month and a half away from that. Well, no, I think they're talking about early February. So, of course, I'm looking forward to that. I think that the Sarah Jessica Parker and Matthew Broderick thing is still coming back. The old play Plaza Suite, I believe. And I think Mary Louise Parker is coming back and How I Learned to Drive. Haven't heard much about either of those shows, which were scheduled to have opened last year. And they claim they would open this year. Strangely silent from both of them. So I hope all is well, but Sarah's gone on to other things. So, yeah, no, there's stuff brewing that I'll be back and be looking forward to it. I like everything at the Playwrights Horizon. I like everything at the Public. But so far, I'm just going to stay where it's warm and snuggle up and do what I can.
And any further word on the pause program? In other words, I noticed that Flying Over Sunset is ending its run early. I'm just curious if any other shows you're hearing about pausing.
Mrs. Doubtfire is the one that's right. The first to call it a pause. No, nothing further on that. But, yeah, I've talked to some people in the business, you know, who are investors and have money involved. And they thought that was a very smart move. First of all, it saved the show.
Right.
It's its only hope. It could not keep playing because it was way too high a weekly, you know, budget. So for smaller shows, it's easier. Lynn Nottage's show, three of them. I guess I'm looking forward to MJ. I love everything Lynn Nottage does. MJ is her Michael Jackson musical for which she wrote the book, obviously not the music. I look forward to everything she does. Clyde's is up now. And don't forget, you can simulcast that while it's in the theater. These are the 2 weeks that you can watch Clyde's at home while it's being done live. That's a real experiment people are watching. So I'm looking forward to MJ, I guess, see what she does with that guy. See, you know the music's going to be great. So, yeah, there is stuff coming. We just don't know when.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.